listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
All right, it is Wednesday, February 28th, the last day of February in the year 2018, the year of the YouTube purge. I'm here with my favorite Australian fakeologist, bar none, Rolo.
Yeah, can you hear me, Ann? Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
2212.
Yes, perfect. 2212.
2212.
Let me tell you, we had Mark Sikarski from Peace of Mindful for hours this morning, so you've got that to look forward to listen to.
You said the audio was really low on that. I missed that.
Yeah, it was. Faye was a little high and Mark was a little low, but it's more about the content than the audio quality. If you can balance it as best you can in with what do you use? You use, I forgot what you use, Audacity. Audacity?
Yeah.
Yeah, try and level out as best you can.
Just give me one second. I'm going to do a quick transfer of a Bluetooth. One moment.
Okay.
2212?
Yeah, a lot clearer.
All right. We just upgraded Bluetooth. All right, here we go. We're on the live stream with Rolo. And yeah, a lot to talk about. And that's what the live stream's all about. You just jump in and talk.
Well, I thought the PSYOP within a PSYOP this week has been the classic. The David Hogg and how YouTube has just eviscerated your, or is that the right word? Terminated? What's the word?
Well, they just canceled it. They don't anymore.
So Fakeologist on YouTube doesn't exist anymore.
Well,
and
it wasn't much of a channel to begin with. Really, I only used it to upload other people's videos as a mirror site. That's some of the videos I liked, I mirrored over there. I put the odd video that I created, which are just screen captures of my own website, up. That was really it. And I can't even tell you which videos right now triggered the so-called cancellation. I think one of them was the OJ video, where I'm just talking about the OJ trial. And right now I can't even remember the other two. Just the OJ one was kind of funny. And I just left a post on Clues Forum because the great Simon Shack said that he's got, is it one or two strikes now on his YouTube channel? One of them is for the Pentagon smoke video. That's actually the only one I don't have re-uploaded on my site. I created, I bought some space on the WordPress server, and I put all the Clues Forum videos on my server now, because I don't think WordPress is censoring at the moment. So I am serving up all the Clues Forum, for all of the September Clues series on fakeologist.com. Just go to September Clues Tour Guide at the top and find my tribute to September Clues. The only one I told Simon I don't think I have, because my backup drive went for a dump, is the Pentagon smoke video. I don't think I have that one. If anyone wants to, well, if I ask Simon to transfer it to me using the service transfer.sh, which is a free file transfer service.
You can get it over to you, and then you can then upload it locally, so we don't have to rely on YouTube so much anymore, because YouTube...
Well, I've never relied on YouTube at all, because it's just like when you play in someone else's sandbox and they decide to take all of the tools and toys home, then you're up the creek.
I noticed the week that Parkland thing happened, and you uploaded quite a few videos, and bingo, before you know it, you got the gray screen sitting there.
Well, yeah, there was a couple of good David Hogg ones that I put up, and Yeah, they didn't last too long.
They didn't, did they?
Yeah. I barely watched them, and I just put them up for, like I do many times, just put them up for my own reference, so if I ever get a chance, I go back at them. But yeah, they all disappeared, so.
Let's have a look and see if David Hogg's own video has been taken down. I bet it hasn't. You know the one that's only got 50,000 views after all his CNN? I'll just go back and have a look. After
no,
all the CNN...
I don't know that video, but as I put on my post on fakeologist.com, YouTube channels that are left standing are the ones we have to question, A, why they're left standing, and B, what messages are they trying to convey.
There was a lot of very good comments about that, especially CNN were trying to say that Alex Jones is going to lose his YouTube account. It seems that's going to happen.
Well, he might. I don't know.
I doubt it, because Alex Jones, they're saying that Alex Jones has questioned Sandy Hook. As far as I'm aware, one time he called Sandy Hook a synthetic terror event. He never called it a hoax. He never went down that path. He always says the government does it and the government's involved. It's always the same pattern with that man. There's no way
Well, the government is involved. So everything he's saying in that sense is true. It is what I consider a capstone, an ICE, an integrated capstone event. Sophia Small Storm, I think, is the closest to what's actually happening. And I like that terminology. Capstone is in the top of the pyramid. And, yeah, the government is involved, but the central debate that truthers and fake truthers have is, did anyone die or was anyone killed? Because
you're talking about when Sophia Smallstorm was talking with John Friend. I thought it was Jim Fetzer, but John Friend. And she said that they bid on these fixes.
Yeah, that was fascinating.
Yeah. It was, wasn't it? Yeah. I thought it was Jim Fetzer, but it was John Friend who got the interview with Sophia Smallstorm.
Yeah, well, she's done the same interview with the guy on the Sage of Quay, he calls him. He's pretty good, pretty level-headed person. And, yeah, it's just fascinating.
Well, I'm just looking at your Hog Wild post right now. And, again, the top one, which was Paul Romano, what's his YouTube channel called again?
Pocket to the Future.
That's gone.
Did his video get pulled? Oh, yeah, it's gone.
That's gone. And the next one down, I forgot who that was because it doesn't say. That one's gone. But David Hogg's channel, would you believe it, is still up there. David Hogg, where he's...
He's their man. Why would he be their man.
Yeah. And let's have a look at how many views it's got.
That doesn't even matter. Who cares?
No, just for a laugh.
Those numbers are not reliable. They could be up or they could be down.
I'll just to see what the numbers are. Here we go. 52,907 as of, what is today's date? Here in Australia, at least. It's the 1st of March, 2018. And his hasn't been touched. Isn't it amazing that the media gets... None of their videos get taken down off YouTube or David Hogg's videos get taken down. But anyone who has the temerity, is that the right word? Audacity is the right word, to even question the official story we're told is gone now. So I think you might be right. This might be a step forward for people like Fakeologists, Hoaxbusters, Outside Radio, Clues Forum,
like, this is the other hopeful thing that I posted on YouTube, or on my post about YouTube being the great purge. One thing Google does fantastically, and it really is predatory, monopolistic capitalism, they will give away their service for free, which kills all the competition. And by the way, only the government can really give away service free because they print the money. They'll kill all the competition off by giving away the service. They'll get everyone on whatever their platform is or whatever they're selling. Once everyone's there, then they start instituting their fascistic role of pernicious regulations that really make it difficult to do whatever you want to do. And then there's no alternatives left because they all went bankrupt or disappeared. Then there's going to be a huge period of time. Well, maybe not that long, because entrepreneurs are pretty fast. There'll be a period of time where there's nowhere to go, because there are no other, there's no competition. But again, this is a great time now, because now all the people that wanted a good alternative to YouTube are going to have to build it and make it more decentralized and make it more censorship-proof. And this is when the great minds of the internet world can get together and try and figure out a way to distribute videos, which is what people like to watch, to the great masses. So that's the hopeful part. I'm glad YouTube did it. So finally, somebody can start working on a great decentralized server where not everyone is all in the same place. And let's see if that works. I've got my videos that I'm going to start uploading all my videos to my own server now. And that hasn't been, that's not too bad a price. And so if anyone wants to contribute and keep the videos going, and you can send a donation on the PayPal way. That's the direct way of funding independent media, which I think is the future. And I will host as many of the videos going forward as I can find. That is if they get saved fast enough. If they come up and down in a few hours, unless someone else saves them and transfers them to me using TransferSH, I won't even be able to see them. So I will host them on my server and at least have a record.
Yeah, that's right. And we should ask for a few more people to donate just to help out with the because sure. You have to pay for hosting costs.
Yeah,
but,
I have to pay for video hosting. That's video a whole hosting. Separate host. Yeah. So far, there aren't too many good video hosts, but this WordPress server seems to be working. I don't know if you've tried it. You can share the videos and do everything you want, pretty much. And if you want to comment on them, you have to register at fakeologist.com.
Very easy to do, isn't it?
It is easy to do. So we'll try and do that. We'll see how that works. No guarantees on how it's going to turn out. But again, it's interesting times.
We but do yeah, live in interesting times. Yeah, that whole thing. It's a PSYOP within a PSYOP. So you've got...
Well, why don't you explain that? Explain that. What makes it a PSYOP?
It wasn't my original thought. It was... I can't remember who it was, so forgive me for... But just the whole idea of having David Hogg do this, because he didn't show any emotion. There was no emotion whatsoever. And we know that he was being coaxed, because they had that video. Did you see him being coaxed on how to talk to the media? Yeah, because he's only a fairly young guy, but he...
I don't know how old he is.
Yeah, because it looks like he's 3 years older than he should be to be at Parkland. Yeah. So there's a lot of questions.
I know he impressed my mother to no end. She is just linked. I think she's just downloading this information 3-4 times a day, morning,
right.
Afternoon, and night. She is plugged right in, and these so-called high school students are just blowing it away with their eloquence. I know there are some smart high school students, but
but eloquence something. He's supposed to have witnessed. Supposed to have witnessed. You know, dead people, like, come on.
Yeah, well, he's just very good, and he's regular people don't behave this way.
No, they
but
don't.
He's very good, and he's fooling, as usual, almost everybody with his act. And I haven't watched too much.
Don't people like Anderson Cooper and David Hogg, even if he's in his early 20s, realize that we all have to live on the same earth. We have to live on the same planet. If I'm not going to get into that, but we all, like, why are these guys? It's like the trouble with them is they're too used to having it one way. CNN just pumping out the garbage and people taking it in when you can't question it back. Here at Fakeologist, we can question back. And you used to be able to do it on YouTube, but YouTube has suddenly decided, no, we can't allow that.
Well, people are maybe they're running out of ways to combat the dissent This is the easiest way.
Just delete them. They can't call us just conspiracy theorists anymore, or flat earthers, or whatever they want to, whatever ad hominem they want to. Yeah, they can't do that anymore. Well, people have cottoned on, I think. Fakeologists certainly have. Well, they already have.
Give me 2 minutes.
Okay, mate.
All right, 2212.
Yeah, yep. Let's
While we're here, I'll give a shout out to a couple donors. We had a couple of really good donors that just came in. We had Not So Freemason. Thank you very much for your donation. Very kind of you. A great contributor, and now a great donor. I think he's donated before, so thank you very much, Not So Freemason. We had another recent donor to the Fakeologist.com cause, and that was, I believe his name is Maddie, and he made a nice donation. I think he's from Germany. Thank you very much. We also had another great donation from, I believe I wrote down, Nick R. Another great donation. I think he donated because of the call out to help support the video server. He is in support of trying to archive some of these videos that we host or we link to. So again, thank you very much for those three very generous donations. Fantastic. People like you guys, we really appreciate it. And one thing, Maddie made a great point that I thought was interesting. I don't know if you saw the comment.
I did. It was a great big long. It was a long essay, basically.
Oh, you did.
He wrote.
Well, what he was saying, if I'm understanding him correctly, is that Fakeologist is doing a service, but maybe it's doing a disservice in the sense that the fakery is the tool that the powers of B use to make changes in laws and behavior, human behavior in society. Now, if we expose that tool, make it, render it useless, what other tools do they have left to affect change? For instance, we expose that they fake deaths and destruction, but if that doesn't work anymore, does that mean they'll have to go to real deaths and destruction?
Ooh, yeah. We wouldn't want to be responsible. We wouldn't want to be responsible for that, would we? No.
I know, but does that make sense to you? Because it's a very interesting concept.
Well, you said your boys up there, your John C. Dvorak's and your Adam Curry's, they get off on that. They say it is real to start with. Do you know? Whereas we're definitely of the mind where it's definitely hoax. They're doing hoax drills and whatnot. Do you know what I mean? But I would hate for us to be responsible for them to actually really go out and kill people, because it certainly doesn't appear that way.
No. Not right now.
No.
That's the big question.
It's a tough question. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. Will we be responsible? I won't take any responsibility if that's the case, but it is an interesting concept.
Well, I think if they did start to do that, then they would get called out, because then when you do kill real people, that's when families will not stand for it. It's not these fake, like, victims on 9/11, 3,000 fake victims and whatnot, where there's only Bob McElvain and a couple of others complaining. you know that was a complete fraud. But if they have to start killing people for real, people won't stand for that either. They can't do it. They have to fake it.
That would be super messy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It would be. Yeah. They have to fake it. Anyway, I didn't want to cut you off too much, but I wanted to read some of the comments. Ricky is like a 65-year-old guy that wrote good comments all around. I got a chuckle out of InfoWars, in inverted commas, being threatened as well. The latest YouTube walking one back. What a surprise. The writing on the wall, when a channel... When a channel started being denied ad revenues due to controversial content, a.k.a. truth-seeking, you make a great point regarding trauma being induced into the minds of young people. That is the most despicable element to these hoaxes. But they go a long way back. I'm 65. I'm talking on behalf of Ricky here. When I was 6 years old, we had drills in school to prepare for a nuke attack, duck and cover, as it was called, 6 years old, in the crash position, preparing to be incinerated. They have to start you young. No wonder why so many of our friends and family can't break
it's
through.
It's not so much starting you young. This is how it's done. When you scare people, the men are usually the ones that stand up and say, "Nah, that this is ridiculous, and you're not scaring me at all." There are still men out there that behave like men. So that's men are the ones that stand up to crisis and fear. Now, if you can't get to the men are impervious. Then who do you go to? You work on the children. If you work on the children, you're working on the women, who are usually the custodians of the children. And then the women go to the men and say, "Do something, or this has to be stopped." So that's really a very insidious, underhanded way of going about scaring people. Because a lot of men are not scared easily. Some men, anyway, real men. So you go after the children, and then you get the women, because the women will be doing whatever it takes to defend their children. And the women will go to the men, and then the men have to act. That's how I believe it works, and that's why they're going about this tactic.
Yeah, underhanded.
War tactic. This is war. This is psychological warfare at its best.
Yeah, we're not fear-mongering here, not here at Fakeologists. We're just trying to expose the truth as best we know it. Okay, and Gaia responded to Ricky's comment there. Respect for you, Elder Ricky. We got part of it in school in the 80s as well. The whole nukes hoax, fear-mongering, I even was protesting them when I was an innocent toddler on my dad's shoulders. Ricky, you have more than 25 years of life experience than me. Culminating in Chernobyl, in Europe. For me personally, finding out the positive we can do, knowing the Cold War was fake, knowing that space travel was a big hit to him, finding out that other negative, we can destroy the fake nukes, we can destroy the nuke, you know, the whole idea of nuclear war. How insane is the programming? The most amazing positive and negative. This is very hard to read. Achievements of mankind staged at the same time. So I think what Guy is saying there is, now that we know that nukes and space travel is totally fake, we know it because we know. How do we know nuclear bombs are fake? The fake footage, the fact that they've been telling us for years there's fallout and this like 20,000 years half-life, and yet they rebuilt Nagasaki and Hiroshima within how long? Yeah. Straight away? I mean, we know nukes are fake. And so,
there's no evidence that they're real. Let's put it that way. And I like to say we're convinced. At least we've convinced ourselves that they're not real. And that's a huge relief for most people around the world, knowing that nobody can destroy the world on a whim. The idea is just amazing, because we know how big the world is, and the idea that one thing can destroy everything it's really impossible to believe. Really, it is. And just to see a few images of mushroom clouds, to think that even that small, on such a small scale, relative to the size of the Earth, can destroy the Earth, that's a hard sell. You really have to invoke a lot of magic and magical thinking to say that, yes, that mushroom cloud spreads around all over the world and destroys life as we know it. That's pretty awesome to extrapolate from a few pictures. You may as well just show a picture of a magic wand and some magic smoke and say, yes, this can travel all over the world and destroy life as we know it. Really? Come on.
Can I just go about on the hypocritical nature of American politicians? They're the ones that are saying that we have to take the nukes off Kim Jong-un, right? because, like, he's apparently got nuclear capability. And but let's not forget, the only two countries, if we're to believe it, or the only country, was America that dropped bombs on Japan, nuclear bombs. Like, and they're setting themselves up to be the custodians of nukes.
It's comical, knowing what we know. It's comical. Yeah, but what's more comical is they repeat the same story over and over again, and I suppose it's working on most of the world. It's just redundantly foolish to you and I. So it doesn't even matter how they say it, how they change the story a little bit to make it a little more interesting this year opposed to last year. It has no effect on me, therefore I don't pay any attention to it. But clearly it must have an effect on some people. I don't know. It's I'm numb to it now, and I ignore it. I don't even evaluate the stories. I don't even evaluate the stories.
I look at the news every morning, Ab. I just do it for a laugh.
I do it too, but I just gloss over the nuclear scare stories. I don't even click them. I see the headlines and move on.
Yeah, I think we're going back there, but the new one, the David Hogg, the whole thing that's happened in the last week is current, and the fact that YouTube have cut, if you do a search, there's nothing trending about on YouTube anymore about Parkland being a hoax. Nothing. It's all been taken away. So it's all you've got is all you got is CNN and
It's harder to find that material if there is any. If the creators, the ones we like, the ones we think are closer to the way we think, if they don't have a platform, then I suppose they're not even creating. Why would they? And
exactly, exactly, Ab. Because it's people are going to self censor afterwards. Because I think John LeBron said it rightly. Look, if you've got your channel and you've had it for years and you've got comments underneath and whatnot, and once that's taken away with a click of a button, that's going to make people self-censor. Why would anyone risk their channel? Yeah.
Don't understand why people invest so much. I know YouTube is just like all Google products, very convenient, pretty fast, pretty ubiquitous, therefore it has a wide audience, but come on, guys, there's more internet out there besides YouTube. Find it. Use it.
Let's say it together. Ready? Here we go. Google is not evil.
Yeah. Well,
Google is not evil.
Well, actually, I believe that is or was their slogan, Google don't be evil. What was it again? No, I forget.
You wrote it in one of your posts. I thought it was hilarious. Everybody asked me.
That isn't the actual slogan. They actually have a slogan saying something about don't be evil.
I can't remember. It doesn't matter. That's fine.
Well, it's the inverse anyway. They say one thing but do the other, which is inverted, which is how that's a psychological trick. You say one thing and do the opposite, and it's difficult for the mind to reconcile the opposite. And that's just another psychological trick, inversion.
All right, let's move to the next post. Xyloflex, our friend from England. What are the odds that InfoWars YouTube site will be shut down? In brackets, only answers close to zero are admissible. InfoWars main YouTube channel is two strikes away from being banned, and he posted a CNN. It looks like all the Sloppy Hob interviews within a psyop to set up a mass YouTube purge of real YouTube channels. Nice work, Alex. So he's giving Alex Jones. Thank you, Xyloflex, for that comment. Yeah.
Well, every hoax that has quite a few YouTube exposures, I always wondered when the day would come when they would just delete them. And obviously, this is we're much closer to that day if it's not here already. In my mind, a lot of these YouTube truthers, whether they're on our side or the bad side, have been pushing their luck for quite a few years now. So I'm not surprised. I'm just maybe a little surprised how long it's taken to get to this point.
Yeah,
but I'm really
hopeful
that we get some alternate alternative platforms going, some more indestructible platforms that we can disseminate the video. So let's go, everybody. Let's go, creators. Okay. I can't even keep track. For instance, Zachary Hubbard, he's on his 15th channel. He just labels his channels by number now. And the problem is he's not good at telling us the link to the new channel. He's not figured out how to create an indestructible core. And when the spokes of the core are destroyed, we have no way of knowing what the new spoke is. Because he'll put the new link on a channel that gets deleted. So then all of a sudden, you can't find him again. I'm just giving him, using his, him as an example.
Yeah, I understand. I never understood him. He got better towards the end because he didn't do the numbers thing so much and spoke like a normal human being.
Yes, yeah.
I could never understood the numbers. It was just
well, they're confusing. Too much. It's too much. It's too much. Yeah. Too many of them. Too many of them.
John LeBon said Russian Vids, PK, and Jeff C. Yeah, they're all gone.
Well, look, PK's been gone a long time. Did PK create another channel that I missed? I haven't seen him in a year.
I don't know.
Russian has been gone for half a year, a year.
Right. And Jeff C turned to the dark side in the end anyway. So he was no help. Jeff C, you know, was saying that Nice truck attacked. That's when he turned to the dark side, I reckon.
I don't even pay attention to Jeff C.
Anyway, Guy, I wrote, it looks like all the sloppy hog interviews was a psyop within a psyop to mess up the YouTube purge of Real Truth channels. It looks like that was the latest project. Funny, the mass media are never called out for harassment. Apparently, pumping out the most gruesome massacres and massive cruelty into young innocent heads on Valentine's Day, as if it were true, is not harassment. But those exposing it are suddenly harassing. So, well done, Geyer, on that call.
That's the funny thing, you know. We propose to people that people don't die. How is that a bad thing?
Mm.
Is it? Why do people want to believe that people are slaughtered by their own government? Isn't that far worse? Or people are killed by crazy people? Isn't that far worse? Isn't what we propose a far better thing? We propose that people aren't being killed. How is that worse? How is that disrespectful? Again, inversion. Inversion. It's just inversion. It makes no sense how our side is being hateful or bullying. How is that hateful or bullying? We're proposing that this is all BS. If I call you a liar, is that hateful and bullying? Come on. I'm just calling you out. I'm not being hateful. But those words are very easily manipulated and used for your own purpose. And that's what YouTube has done. Again, this is the time because every other video platform is pretty much doesn't exist. But now's the time when they can really pull the plug and have a period of time where they have all the video communication to themselves. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's all right. Yeah, I agree with you. So let's move on to the next.
You're reading comments, not posts.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, comments on fakeologist.com. And this is from John LeBon from johnlebon.com. You join illustrious company of three well-known straighters and arrow. So yeah, Russian Vids, PK, and Jeff C. He was only joking there.
Well, the joke of the whole thing is my YouTube channel has hardly any.
Yeah.
It's got very little content. Almost none of it's original. Yet it was targeted. Why? I think there was 1,300 subscribers. As I said, I put no effort into it because I refuse to put energy into a platform that I don't own. That's crazy. That's like building a house on quicksand. And then complaining that the basement caves in. Come on. Use your brain. But obviously, I'm on a short list. And I believe there are... I believe to an extent that the story that YouTube did hire thousands of people to moderate YouTube, I believe that is true. And now we're seeing the fruits of that story. There are real moderators that are getting following up on all the flags. So anyone who wants to flag a video goes into a queue, and they go through the queue of.
You don't get a chance to speak to a real person with YouTube either, do you? You never get a chance to sort of say, "Come on, what are you doing?" It's just you type in, and or you don't even get to type a message. You just have to click a button and say, "Look, can you relook at my YouTube video?" I think YouTube was. When it started out, it seemed to me like a way for people to share videos, and it took off or whatever, and then I don't know if this is right to say, but anyway, this is fakeologist.com, we can say what we like, a certain race of people decided we can make some money off this.
There's no race of people doing it.
All right, okay. Look, that was wrong to say. So I'll take that back, Ab. But that YouTube wanted to make some money off it.
This is a war between rich and poor. I keep saying that. Okay, yeah, maybe certain groups you think are overrepresentative. It's no more true in my mind than Muslims are all the terrorists. Divide and conquer, divide and rule. That's all that is. Always the rich versus the poor. Okay, yeah, most of us aren't that poor, but the rich are way richer than you can imagine. And this is all to preserve the belief in the money system. As soon as all the people that do the work don't believe in the money system, the rich have nothing but very big castles and no one to clean them. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. And there's this I was just listening to I think it was Alex Jones the other day. Alex Jones is one that always intrigues me. He was I shouldn't be listening to him, but he was that there was a dancing Muslims on 9/11. No. The story back on 9/11 was dancing Israelis in New York.
But again, it's just a story, and it's just another thing to get people mad at the Israelis, get people mad at the Palestinians. It's just a story.
I'm saying back then, I know it. It was dancing Israelis in New York that were arrested after the Tower attack. That was the story. It wasn't dancing Muslims.
I know, but you don't know the story. You don't know anything other than the stories that were told. So it's just a story that was disseminated, and maybe there was another story, the opposite, disseminated maybe and pulled away real quick, so it's in some people's memories, and it's just so confusion.
Yeah, well, I know this for a fact, that before Donald Trump became president, Alex Jones interviewed him. I know he didn't bring up 9/11 was an inside job or the towers were brought down by demolition. He did not mention that to Donald Trump just before he became president. He didn't. Why wouldn't he bring that up? That's his whole, InfoWars is about 9/11's being an inside job, and the tower demolitions were brought down by controlled demolitions. Get it right, Roller. Yeah.
Well.
He didn't bring that up when he spoke to him.
Yeah, let's go back to fakeologist.com and
go for it.
Let's remind people we've had a really good run in the last couple of weeks of audios and posts, and pretty vibrant again. Things go in waves, it appears, and some great videos and audios. Faye, great job on your audios, and I look forward to listening to the Mark Tokarski. I've never heard Mark before. How did he sound to you, Rollo? Did you listen?
A very, very competent, but unfortunately, his audio, again, just to be on the production level, his audio was a little low, but as far as speaking-wise, very, very. I had a few words with him, very polite, very nice, and very competent about what he says.
Great. I love him. We got a new voice. We should have got him to do a bumper.
Oh, shit, I forgot to ask him to do... You're Mark Sikalski, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com. Yeah, I could have got him to do that. Yeah, it would have been. Look, he'll be back.
We'll get him back. Oh, great. Because I really... It's amazing. There's very few blogs or any source on the internet that comes along, but I've always enjoyed Peace of Mindful. He's really, he's got Blue Moon, who was on my site for a while.
He mentioned Blue Moon, yeah. It went all over the place.
Oh, well, good for Faye for getting the interview. Fantastic. I'm glad to host it, but yeah, good for
Faye. There are about 20 people in the live stream audio chat, all muted, while Faye and Mark did the back and forward. And nobody interrupted. Nobody interrupted. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, 20 people? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I can't name them, but that was just a list to listen to Mark and Faye. Yeah.
Well, she advertised it a little bit, but I have to admit, I guess I should have put it up post up. I totally fell down on that department, so bad on me. But I guess a lot of Mark Tokarski or Peace of Mindful. Were there a lot of new names that joined the server or were just regular?
Oh, good Lord, don't ask me to name them. There were quite a few. Yeah, you'll have to look back. Yeah, you'll have to look back through the list and.
All right.
It's okay. The interview was good enough because it was better. The way she did it was just the way you do it, where they did a big, long chat, and then she invited people to come in, and I had a little word with him, and so did Napoleon, and I can't remember. It was a few hours ago, but yeah, it was really, really well done. Just hopefully the audio, you can get it squared up, and I think psychologists will really enjoy it.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, yes,
thank you again. Thank you, Faye.
Yeah, she's been Faye's been a great find. Every now and then we get one person out of nowhere that comes in and I think does great work and doesn't have any real background in this community and then just takes up the torch and runs like hell. So, Faye, you've been fantastic.
And let's not forget Geyer is just so good.
Geyer does fantastic work. Yeah,
can't speak highly enough of Geyer as well. Yep, wonderful.
Yeah, and he might have burned him. He might be doing too much Discord, too much Wikipedia.
Yeah, here comes up.
You're listening to another hour of the Psychologist Audio Chat on
Psychologist.com.
Wow!
Yeah, it's the top of the hour here. 1 p.m. in Australia here. What time is it there, Ab?
9 p.m., 2100
there, yep.
On the last day of February. We don't get a February 29th this year.
That's right. We're ahead of you.
Of course, as always.
It is February. It is March here already.
We don't get a extra day in February until what, 2020?
I don't know. You'd have to ask someone cleverer than me. That's why I like Gaia. You know why I like Gaia? I've said it to his face, or said it to his voice, that he's way cleverer when it comes to remembering statistics and dates and names and what. And Mark Tokarski is very good at that as well. And yeah, I don't feel that I'm up in that level of expertise with memory. Remembering all that sort of stuff.
I'm still catching up because of my vacation with all the audio chats. I wasn't even listening to them in order because some of them were too long. And but I thought you did a pretty great hosting job. And you said you were mostly sober. That was really good. That was good.
You're talking about the mega. You're talking about the mega chat with.
Let's go through it.
Dave J, John LeBon, Guy.
I like the way you kept bringing it back. That was good because some people just get going on and on and on. You gotta break it up a bit. It's like a nice jam of conversation.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. I remember it. Yeah, it was John Adams because we got two Jonos. So I can't call one Jono and another one Jono.
Yeah.
It gets confusing. Fast Value with him talking about the parkland and being that was really
yeah
good
that
too.
Was great. That was my favorite part,
as you said.
Good
yeah
stuff. So. Yeah, some good stuff. Wow, I had some great audios, great hangs, great times at the Fakeologist blog. Wow. But what I was going to say about Gaia is not the first Discorder to decide to just leave and take a break. We had Unreal as well in the past. He just couldn't put up with the opposition. So I guess it is stressful for people.
Yeah. it's not easy, but you have to have a thick skin, Ab. And you're talking about our French Gaia. Not Gaia. What was his
Unreal.
Name again? Unreal. He's wonderful. I
the
love talking
about
him.
The best part about Unreal is, if I was a stutterer, I don't think I would speak ever. But he pushes through that disability,
yes.
And I thought over the years he got better, and I didn't even know, I didn't even think of him as a stutterer.
Yeah, he was, yeah, and very intelligent too, super intelligent guy, yeah, really good.
Yeah.
He was pushing the EGI thing, and like, bugger me if he wasn't right. What's it called? It's not gay and lesbian anymore. It's called
transgender.
No, the acronym ICBM. No, not ICBM.
Oh, LBTQIA.
Yeah, LBTQXYZ. LBTQXYZ.
Oh man, well, it's 20 letters at this point. Don't ask me any of them. I know the first one is L.
But he was onto that way before. Yeah, he was onto that Unreal. Well done. If you're out there listening, Unreal.
Listen,
yeah.
I still think there's a lot to his research. I know it's very hard to imagine and it seems insane, but as long as they've been able to artificially combine an egg and a sperm outside of the normal way that those two cells get together, there is a lot of room for what we call jiggery pokery, in that you can manipulate the hell out of cells. I'm sure that's a real thing. And again, I think that as long as they've been doing it in a lab, making human beings, I'm quite sure they can tweak them the same way you can tweak a plant and all other kinds of selective breeding or selectively breed animals. The last time I looked, humans are animals, so I'm pretty sure that they can be doing some crazy stuff in the lab, and it's not magical stuff. It's literally just putting cells together and influencing them with hormones, and I think you can create some special people, and I think you can create people that don't actually belong to anybody because they are just cells that some human being donated and doesn't know they're being used. And if you're, but I
yeah,
think
that's,
crazy
that's interesting, isn't it? Not belonging, yeah. Where you can,
if you're, belong.
Yeah,
to
I see
a
where you're going with
this. If you're crazy enough to donate your sperm for a few bucks, and therefore you're giving up your precious genetic material, if you believe in genes, your biology, I'll leave it at that.
Your precious bodily fluids is what was it, Dr. Strangelove, right?
Listen,
I'm listening.
Your biology, your seed is not a bodily fluid comparable to, say, your saliva. Obviously, your saliva doesn't do much except digest food, pre-digest food, but your seed is valuable and special and should not be screwed around with, literally. And if you're willing to give it up and allow your seed to be used for potentially illicit purposes, then you're just confused with really the value of human life. And if they can make corporate babies, and I'm sure they're doing it, that don't belong to anyone, yeah, they can be adopted or managed by agents or handlers or whoever you want to think of. I think that's going on. I'm quite sure that goes on, and we create this elite class of people that might be more ruthless, because as a child, and I'm a child, I have real parents. And even to this day, I don't do certain things because I'm weary of the disapproval of my parents. We're all controlled, even from the grave, by our parents. Now, if our parents are a corporation or a handler, do we have that kind of oversight that only a parent can have, or an influence that only a parent can have? No. Therefore, there's a whole class of people that can do a lot more ruthless stuff than ordinarily raised children.
And we got to rage against the machine, Ab.
This is where EGI fits in. This is why they keep calling them aliens, reptiles. They're none of that. I think they're carefully bred. And quite honestly, That's sort of why they look the same. Because chickens that we raise for consumption, they all look the same. They're all made in the exact certain way that optimizes profit and taste and all those things. Yeah, chickens are bred to be an exact way to maximize production. So why wouldn't humans be created in the same way?
I'll go against you. I mean, apples all look the same to me.
Well, yes. You don't eat bruised, injured-looking apples. You will probably, like most people, only eat an apple that looks a certain perfect way.
But an apple doesn't have to have its throat cut. That's why I'm a vegetarian.
No, yeah, I know, but don't go there. Let's talk about the actors that we see before us. They all sort of look the same. Does that mean they have the same parents? Well, you know what? They could have the same group of eggs and sperm that might have been harvested a long time ago. And like racehorses, I'm pretty sure Secretariat's sperm is still being used to this day. You know, the great racehorse.
I think the actors that you were trying to get at were the news anchors. They are all the same. They all read the same. They just sound the same.
That sort of Matt Damon or that particular look. But that's where I'm going there. But so I think we got on this thread because you're saying that Discord or doing too many things. For instance, Unreal was in the Discord. He was in the forums. He's doing too much. And he probably burned himself out a little too much defending his point of view. So what we're saying is it's okay to come in, and but don't be afraid to take a break either.
Right, and that's what Gaia's going to do. And Gaia, I spoke to him this morning about his trip down to Mexico. You've just recently been to Mexico. Do you want to talk about that on the air or not? Or would you like to keep that private?
Nothing really to say. It's just a personal trip to visit my... in-laws, my relations.
Take the whole family down there or just went on your own?
Yeah, No. And we travel as a group.
Good.
We travel as a group. So, yeah, that's what makes it harder because it's expensive. But, we had a good time. Mexico is a bustling place. There are not people hanging from bridges, although there is an income disparity. There is the ultra-wealthy in Mexico and probably way more wealthy than maybe a lot of Canadians. For Australians, so there's a super class, and there is a very, 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 very dirt poor underclass as well.
There's no middle class, then, you're saying?
Well, they're trying to make one up. They're trying to make one at the expense of the the Canadian and American underclass or middle class. Basically, they're doing the car assembly that we used to do, and.
Just to talk about the weather, though, I mean, it's been bloody cold there in Canada. And, look, I was talking to Del Qua this morning, and he showed me pictures. It's snowing there
this
Ireland.
Week where I live has been warm. It hit 18 today, but tomorrow it's going to be 3. So a roller coaster ride for us.
You got to see what it's like in Ireland. And here it is perfect. It's like basically 25 degrees every day, morning.
Well, that's the same as a large part of Mexico, which is why it's popular.
How long are you there for?
I was there for a week.
A week?
But the prices, not long. The prices, though, the prices are on par with the rest of North America now. Which makes me wonder, I think the minimum wage there is $4.50. So I'm not quite sure how the people afford anything. I just don't get that. I don't understand. But they used to subsidize their gasoline. But they had to take that subsidy off if they wanted to sell it internationally. That was the rule. And now gas is the same price as it is where I live, or more. I'm not sure how you can afford it if you make $4 an hour.
Yeah, I don't know. Until I get over there, I'll look forward to getting over there one day, like I said to you. All right. I think I'm done for the moment.
All right. Yeah. That's fine. It was nice chatting with you. Any other? I think we covered a few things. A few interesting.
Yeah,
things.
I think it was mostly I wanted to talk about YouTube and what YouTube's got up to this week. So I thought
you agree with me that the you agree with me that the YouTube channels that are left standing are now going to be even more suspicious than ever?
I agree, totally, yeah. And the ones left standing are your David Hogg's personal channel, CNN, and Fox and whatnot. But those guys, we know as fakeologists that they're, as soon as the older people, older generations start to die, yeah, mainstream media is dead.
It's done. Put a fork
in it. It's done. Yeah. Stick a fork in it. Fakeologists.
Fox News? You still download that to your brain? That Janine?
Oh, yeah. Judge Janine. No. I haven't watched her in it forever. No, I wouldn't bother, but...
okay.
Like I said, fakeologists, hoax busters, outside radio is the way of the future. Clues Forum. There's no future in mainstream media. No
yeah,
way.
Give Peace of Mindful a plug. That's a good one.
Mark Dukowski. Very lovely guy. Mark, if you're listening, big shout out to you, mate. And thanks for the big chat you had with lovely Faye this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you go to his blog at all? The comment section is huge. They get a lot of comments over there. A lot of comments.
Okay. Again, I'm not the best reader. I'm more of a talker than a reader. You know what I mean?
No, that's fine. But you might see a few things that are interesting. I just skim over them real fast. And once more, let me give a good way of reading the internet, because it's hard. There's so much material. I use a website called Feedly.com, FEEDLY.com. And what that does is you can, most websites create a news feed. It's called an RSS feed. My site has one. My comments have a special feed. If you don't want to go to 50 websites, you can bring them all into one central place and read without graphics or sidebars or backgrounds very quickly and browse newspapers. You can browse all kinds of different sources. So if you go to Feedly.com and search the RSS feeds from Fakeologist, there's a feed from Clues Forum, there's a feed from Peace of Mindful, there's a feed from your local newspaper that you like. Bring them all in and read quickly. Great way to, it's called an aggregator, brings it all together. It's the only way you could possibly get through a lot of material and find a lot of gems. That's what I do. And I've got 500 feeds. I only look at about 30 at a time usually, and then I forget the other 470. So it's even that is hard to keep up with. It just shows you the sheer volume. So there's a little technical tip that you can use. So Rollo, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on, and we'll convene again soon.
Hi, this is Dave J. from California. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.